Initial impressions of the offensive line. These workouts are, don't give you a lot of information, particularly up front. But I do like our group. I think we're going to have a chance to have some depth. And I would use the offensive line really as a microcosm of our whole football team. Just with the younger players, this rookie class that we've been able to bring in here has heightened the competition throughout our football team. And I think it'll definitely be evident as we go through this learning phase of OTAs. But the reality will be in place when we get to training camp.
You notice that particularly on the defense, since you added so much to that defense?
Definitely. I mean, probably even more so there because, the obvious of the draft picks, but, first-year players are still first-year players. It's definitely has a heightened awareness, competitiveness that has started since the draft. You can see it in the IPW, the phase two offseason program workouts, and today being the first time on the field in phase three was really our first look at it. But yes, this is going to be an extremely competitive training camp.
Is there a particular reason, Mike, to have Perry on the left side, or is it just a kind of cross training kind of thing?
Well, this to me, this is a learning phase and an information phase. We're looking at a number of different things. In Nick's specific case, yes, I mean, we want to look at the left side. The ability still to – Clay has played both sides now, so we want to make sure we continue to create targeting problems with Clay Matthews. But just like any young player, you do want to have a starting point. And right now we want to look and see how comfortable Nick is on the left side.
Have you seen Clay kind of mentoring him a little bit there?
Too early to tell that from just my personal interaction, but yes, I mean Clay is definitely, came into the league in very similar situations as far as being a first round pick. Nick will be given an opportunity to play early, so definitely Clay is the perfect guy to lean on to, and we expect that from all our veterans, and I know Clay will do that.
How do you think Donald will do tonight?
Looking for Donald to win tonight. I mean, I thought he was great last night, and I know he's excited about it. I had a chance to communicate with him, but he's also excited to get back to Green Bay. So I think he's in good shape. Hopefully, we'll see what happens.
When might you expect him here, possibly?
Well, it really depends on the work week. But as far as when he actually arrives, I mean, I don't have that specific. But I would anticipate he'd be involved in the workouts next week. Charles was here today. Charles was in the meetings. He's not gonna work today. He did not work on the field today, but he's here. He's here in town.
Is there a difference in attitude this year coming off the playoff losses compared to last year winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, I think obviously yes to your question, but we weren't here last year either, so we haven't been in this position for 24 months, and there has been some adjustments to the offseason program since then. So I think for the people that have been here and watched this practice before, you go through some moments that you're not particularly excited about when you do take the field for the first time. But, it's different. It takes a while. But this is clearly the most experienced football team in conjunction with the most talent that I've had a chance to coach. And that was my message to them this morning when we started. So it's going to be very competitive. We got to June 14th to get all of our scheme in, offense, defense, and special team, and that's our focus. And today we got started.
Could you go through now that Matt Flynn's out of the picture, what do you see with the backup quarterback?
Well, backup quarterback, I mean, this is an outstanding opportunity for Graham Harrell, stating the obvious. I do like the body of work he has done to prepare for this opportunity, but, it's now for him to play and compete in these drills and show what he can do. He's been here the longest, and then you got the two young guys, and they're getting better. They handled the huddle good today. That's always a good start for a young guy. But Nick and PJ have a lot of work to do. It's new footwork, different things. First time they're throwing to moving targets with the defense on the other side. So we look to continue to improve the young guys, and I look for Graham to take full advantage of this opportunity.
Could you go through more with the situation over the guys that you have?
Yes, I am. I think there's definitely a lot of promise in all three of the young quarterbacks. Aaron's an excellent mentor. I mean, he spends a lot of time you know, in the meetings, just doing the little things. So I feel very good about the opportunity for growth in that room. So, yes, I'm confident that we'll be where we need to be in the quarterback position.
Mike, will you wait till after the mandatory minicamp to decide how many quarterbacks you take to training camp?
Well, really, how many quarterbacks we take to training camp really is what's going on at the other positions, too. So it's always an overall talent evaluation on your roster. You know, we don't have a board that says you take this many players to camp and, you know, this position and so forth. Now, it's all charted and all the different combinations that we've used in the past and all the potential combinations for this year. So, really, whether it's, you know, 15 offensive linemen, 11, 12 receivers, or, you know, 10 linebackers, that's the, you know, moving target of personnel evaluation.
Coach, how much do you want your guys to forget about how last season ended and how much do you want them to remember?
Well, I think it's important to have the proper mindset. And to me, you know, our program, we win and we learn. So, and you have to learn from all your experiences, regardless of how they turned out. So, it's important for us to learn from the last game. There'll be things that we do in our training that'll be emphasized more than maybe in the past from that experience. And so, I guess to answer your question, I guess they need to remember it.
Like, yeah, Worthy out there, some sub tackles with the ones. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to get a quick read on him, maybe Ann Perry as well?
Well, we want to get a feel for all the young guys, and you want to roll as many different combinations as you can, and that's, you know, things get a little disjointed there, and as far as the different personnel groups, and you know, especially going against our offense, we don't just line up in one or two personnel groups. So, I mean, we're evaluating everything, you know, personnel substitution. I mean, it's a huge emphasis from an officiating department. We just had the officials in here yesterday. So, obviously, the player evaluation, the combination of different rotations per position. So we're trying to get it all done. That's really what our message to the players were today. You know, the fact that we have 9 practices and the 3 minicamp practices, you know, you have 12 opportunities to learn your job. And frankly, if you don't know what's expected of you by June 14th, your chances to make our football team drop drastically, and that's our focus.
What caught your guys who were unable to participate today and have run Zombo out of screen, maybe when you might expect them to possibly?
Well, it's just, you know, it's been a while since we've done this, and historically, you know, I'm not going to do roll call when I come in here. So these are voluntary practices. We did have physicals yesterday, so there's some things medically that there may be a concern or two on certain players. But, you know, I'm not going to do the roll call.
What caught your eye, Mike, about MD Jennings last summer?
Well, his instincts, and, I mean, just really not knowing a whole lot about him. And that has been really nice to watch him mature, you know, with his time. And I always watch those guys on the opponent squads, you know, because obviously offensively when you're competing during the week, I mean he's an instinctive football player. Now he's doing a lot better job of communicating, has very good range. So, you know, I like our young safeties.
Mike,